Ciao, I'm Pablo, happy to be here with you at Lucia Festival. Thanks to Radio Papese for inviting me to participate in this new online edition with a recent work titled Strange Strangers. The piece was commissioned for Radio Acústica, a monthly radio art series on the Czech radio, curated by Ladislav Zeleny. It was premiered in October 2019. The composition was created between 2015 and 2019. It is based on recordings made in different locations throughout two territories known as Samanha and Mamirahua in central Amazonia, Brazil. In 2015, I had the opportunity to live in this region for roughly 2 months to develop a fieldwork project focusing on non-human sound activity in diverse rainforests and fluvial areas. Strange Strangers is one of several artworks that emerged from that trip. This fieldwork was made possible thanks to the collaboration of several organizations. These include the Sonic Art Research Center, located at Queen's University Belfast in Northern Ireland, and the Laboratory of Acoustics and Sound Arts, LASOM, from the University of Campinas in Sao Paulo, which supported a Santander Mobility Award to finance the work. The project was also made possible thanks to the generous help of the Mamirahua Institute, which manages these territories and maintains a network of floating research stations. The Amazon is one of the most idealized regions in the world. It is one of the planet's richest areas in terms of biodiversity, and Amanya and Mamirahua are no exception. These two vast territories are located approximately 600 kilometers west of Manaus, almost exactly in the center of the Amazon rainforest. Tefé, with more than 60,000 inhabitants, is the largest urban center of this region, located less than 30 kilometers from the southeastern tip of Mamirahua. It serves as the main entry point for the reserves, and it is where the headquarters of the Mamirahua Institute are located. The reserves are a complex mosaic of forests, rivers, lakes, lagoons, islands, grasslands, flooded fields, swamps, wetlands, and other formations. There are no roads in this region, but the waterways carry frequent traffic. The rivers and the network of channels and lakes form a navigational maze plied by boats of different sizes. Since the late 90s, Mamirahua and Amanya are sustainable development reserves, a pioneering management model implemented here for the first time. Around 15,000 people live in the reserves, engaging in their management and sustaining themselves through limited hunting, fishing, and agricultural activities. The people living in traditional communities scattered along the river banks are known as ribeirinhos. These communities are often remote, relatively isolated from Tefé and other small municipalities. Theoretically, the forest is considered relatively stable and undisturbed in these areas. Still, it can be affected by some human activities such as overfishing, hunting, and forest clearing for cattle pasture and logging. Nevertheless, for the context of the overall Amazon, where illegal loggers, clandestine miners, aggressive farming businesses, wildfires, and hydroelectric dams are pervasive, these reserves can be considered some of the areas less affected by human actions. Hilarion Carola asked me to talk a little bit about the piece to accompany this broadcast. I've decided to do that after we listen to it. I invite you to enter this experience free from expectations and ideas about what we are going to listen to or where is it coming from, despite the brief information I just provided. And before we start, just a recommendation. Please grab your headphones if you are not wearing them already. This work features spatial detail, textures, and extreme frequencies which might be easily lost if listened through conventional speakers. The built-in speakers from computers and screens are not suitable at all. I hope you enjoy. See you on the other side.